As we enter the KT's main lobby, the walls and ceiling are bright white and covered with glitter. The lobby itself, though, is perfectly barren. No front desk, no bellhops, no anything.
The KT is an upscale no-frills hotel. Its clientele like to rough it.
So for 5,000 credits a night, they get no services.
Yes, that's part of the appeal.
Harv points to the left.
The elevator is this way. And of course their brochure says the elevator is only for old farts who won't take the stairs.
We come to a long white hallway that has to stretch 100 meters.
The elevator is at the end.
Why did they have to put the elevator so far away?
They do it so guests don't feel pampered. It's all part of the motif.
We start walking down the long hallway. Looking over my shoulder, I see that a little round cleaning bot has come out of its station in the wall. It's trailing us. Apparently, the cleaning bot thinks we're going to make a mess.
I'm a hologram. I can't make a mess. Carol is quite neat. But you, Zach, can be a bit of a slob. I'm guessing the cleaning bots at your office and home have relayed this information to all the cleaning bots in the area.
I shrug and keep walking. Looking over my shoulder again, I now see there are two more cleaning bots behind the first one. All three bots are following us. I'm not that bad.
Theo, you can cause a lot of damage. The bots just probably want to be prepared.
I see three more bots come out of their stations on the floor, and these three bots take position behind the others. Okay, this is getting ridiculous.
Zach, the last time you were in an upscale hotel, you got into a gunfight with assassins and a couple of superwomen, causing extensive damage. You cannot blame these bots for being overly cautious.
I look over my shoulder at the bots again.
I'm just here to talk to a client.
Now there are 10 cleaning bots trailing us, in bowling pin formation.
I gotta admit, this is weird, even for us.
Please, you humans are just overreacting.
Kill, crush, clean! Kill, crush, clean!
Okay, maybe not that much of an overreaction.
I stop walking and turn and face the round little bots.
Okay, this is nuts. What are you guys planning to do? Suck me to death?
Actually, Zach, these bots are equipped with laser clean technology to burn off really tough spots. I calculate with a slight adjustment, they could cause harm.
The lead bot hovers up off the ground, exposing its underbelly to me. A laser beam from the middle of the bot hits me in the shoulder. My under armor prevents the blast from reaching my skin, but it still burns through my suit.
It appears that adjustment has been made.
I don't mind being attacked now and then. It comes with a job. But I take offense when a person, mutant, animal, or bot rips my suit. That's just so uncool. I now notice that the other 9 bots are also hovering in the air, positioning themselves to fire on me.
Do you want me to help, Theo? Or do you want to handle these bots yourself?
I look at the little cleaning bots, the 10 of them hovering in the hotel hallway. They certainly don't look all that menacing, but as the hole in my suit proves, these days you don't have to look dangerous to be dangerous.
Listen, bots, I don't want any trouble. Stand down now!
They're cleaning bots. They won't pay any attention to you. They have something they need to clean up, and they won't stop until that job is done. I'm actually trying to override their programming. It's not easy, because they're such simple machines. They're simply programmed to see a spot and remove that spot.
So they think of me as a dirt spot?
Apparently so. I've been able to confound them so far, which has prevented them from shooting at you again. But I calculate I can't hold them much longer. It's like trying to deal with a bunch of dimwits. You can distract them for a moment with a bright, shiny object, but sooner rather than later, they'll get bored with it and move on.
I move my left wrist in just the right way that makes my trusty Colt 4500 pop into my hand. I wave my gun at the bots.
Now back off, bots!
Zach, these bots will not listen to you. They're very single-minded. I also should note that there are no security cameras in this hotel. Apparently, the patrons value their privacy more than their security.
Probably because they travel with their own security.
Noted. The point being, if you fire your gun because you claim you're being attacked by harmless cleaning bots, there will be some doubts.
I think about the situation. Firing my gun in public is never a good thing. Sure, the hotel isn't that crowded, but with my luck, some overly pampered customer would show up the minute I pulled the trigger. Plus, the authorities are never fans of me shooting up a place for no apparent reason. Sure, in this case, I have a reason, but I'm not sure they'll believe that cute little cleaning bots were attacking me.
Kill, crush, clean!
Carol, take them out.
With pleasure!
She points at the bots and then gestures to the left.
I wonder who's gonna clean up this mess.
Not our problem.